Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with another Ag Perspectives podcast today here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Thank you for tuning in as we've got the Honorable Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, 3rd District Congressman from Western Oklahoma, about the northwestern half of the state, in fact, is his total district. Congressman Lucas has a lot of territory to cover when he goes across his district, a lot of different agriculture within the district as well. And today we wanted to talk about several things, including, Congressman, the word from this last week from the House Appropriations Committee markup of the fiscal year 2012 Ag Department budget, along with FDA budget. A couple of very disturbing amendments were approved by a voice vote offered by Congressman Jeff Flake that basically gets into some pretty heavy farm policy territory. Are these a worry to you? Do they change the playing field a little bit?
Yes, Ron, it makes the process more challenging to get to that point. We still have to finish funding the fifth year of the Farm Bill. And essentially what Mr. Flake has done, and the problem is compounded by Mrs. DeLauro of Connecticut's amendment on top of that, two areas they've messed with the definition of adjusted gross income as far as payments should be calculated, and they've also shifted resources away that would go as a part of the negotiated WTO settlement that the White House worked out with the Brazilians, the $147 million that has been used to prevent the tariffs from being opposed, the punitive punishments as a result of a WTO case we lost over the cotton case. That language will be changed in the next Farm Bill to address that. So, in effect, my friends on the Ag Appropriations Committee have delved into heavy policy issues that should be and will be addressed in the rewrite of the Farm Bill next year without truly understanding the implications of that. So now we on the Ag Committee will work through the next stage, which is the Rules Committee, and on the floor of the United States House to correct what I think were mistakes made by my friends on the Appropriations Committee.
Is that, obviously, that would be the next battle. I would assume that perhaps if the Senate comes up with a different measure, which is very likely, then there also could be a conference.
Exactly. There will be a conference, Ron. One of the other challenges this year is a question among many folks on the House side. Will the Senate be able to pass any or all of their appropriation bills? Will we pass all 12 of ours and see a few, if any, pass over on the Senate side? That will lead then to some kind of a giant omnibus appropriation bill at the end of the year or massive CR, something we should avoid at all cost, but I think that's where we're headed. So bottom line here is if the language that the House Appropriations Committee passed, which basically forbids us from making our payment for the fifth year of this Farm Bill in regards to the WTO case, actually stands, and I think it won't, but if it were to stand, that would set off a chain reaction with the tariffs and punitive damages being implemented through the WTO against U.S. Not necessarily ag producers, but U.S. industry and the economy in general. And that just, I don't think the appropriators understood what they were doing when they did this.
Also earlier this week, Congressman, the Senate Ag Committee held their first field hearing on the 2012 Farm Bill. They hit, obviously, some very familiar themes. And both Senator Roberts, Senator Stabenow talked about the difficulty of pulling all these things together. And, of course, money is a big part of that.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Ron. And I'm pleased that Senator Stabenow and Senator Roberts are in the field. We'll be making our due course into that effort over on the House side before this year's out. The biggest challenge continues to be, from the perspective of the Farm Bill, the national debt at $14 trillion. The three-plus years now of trillion-plus dollar annual deficits, and a focus on reducing overall spending. At some point this summer and fall, there has to be an agreement worked out to reduce federal spending to begin to bring the federal budget back into balance. That means that there will be reductions in spending across the board. What will the real number be that we have to use to write the next Farm Bill is the underlying challenge. I think we understand the policy issues well on the Ag Committee, but just how many dollars will we have to work with? We'll have less in this Farm Bill than we have in previous Farm Bills. I know that. The committee knows that. But we're kind of treading water here as we work towards the next Farm Bill, just simply because we don't know and won't know until the big picture budget issues are addressed what's available to us.
It's pretty safe to say at this point both the commodity title and conservation title are going to look substantially different.
Yes, Ron. I think it's fair to say that no matter how the negotiations in addressing the national debt come out, there'll be less money spent in all parts of the federal government. There'll be fewer dollars available for the Farm Bill, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions about what the most important programs are and what the programs are that have the greatest possible benefit out in the countryside and steer resources towards those. There will be things that will not be in the next Farm Bill that are in this Farm Bill.
Regulations, of course, that's something you've been doing as far as already had some oversight hearings. I know you've got more planned. It seems like the U.S. Secretary Vilsack is really hunkering down on this GPSA rule, saying that he's going to get the economic analysis and then put the rule out without any further comment. Is that acceptable?
I think that that's a mistake. I think that whether it's a clean, straightforward cost-benefit analysis of the proposal or just more input from all the affected parties, that's what should be occurring. But I would also note in that same Niagara Appropriation Bill, there is language to prohibit spending money for further implementation of GPSA. So certainly the appropriators agree with the Ag Committee, where we've had hearing after hearing on this subject, that this is not the right direction to go and not the right fashion to get there. We'll see how all this works out.
At this point, do you have in mind your scenario if there is a big budget reconciliation package put together with this debt ceiling thing? Would you be interested in moving quicker on farm policy at that point?
If there is a really big agreement worked out that dramatically reduces spending, Ron, I would say most likely that the cuts across the board would be implemented immediately, and that would compel both the House and the Senate to move quickly. Now, does that mean if a grand agreement is worked out, we write a farm bill in September or October or November of this year? I can't say with certainty, but the kind of cuts across the board that are coming in order to get a grip on these $1 trillion annual deficits will compel us to make changes almost immediately to farm programs if that grand agreement can be worked out between the House, the Senate, and the White House.
One thing that you've talked with us about before is the fact that you are spending some time on a regular basis with Mr. Vilsack. Have you had a chance to do that recently? And you know, what are the major points that you're really trying to get, you know, I guess, agreement on, or at least understanding on both sides about?
When I have my conversations with the Secretary, and he is a very pleasant, knowledgeable individual about agriculture, we cover the whole gamut. And GPSA is a topic that comes up every time, as well as how to preserve the most important parts of the conservation programs. And the Secretary, being a governor of a very productive, former governor of a very productive ag state like Iowa, the commodity title is always a topic of discussion, and the Secretary has a great focus on renewable fuels. We may not necessarily agree on ethanol completely, but we talk about the impact that ethanol has on agriculture, livestock, and the price of commodities every time we're together.
One other topic, Congressman, and that is free trade agreements. We are obviously, you've heard several times the administration to get these free trade agreements to Congress to allow an up or down vote at this point. We're hearing more and more talk, though, about they want this this jobs measure included as part of the package. Is that seems like almost a killer of a measure.
In a time when you don't have any money to work with, when the budgets are so tight, and an administration appears to be, yes, attempting to use this to leverage new spending on their priority, their pet programs, it's making it extremely difficult. And the people who are paying the price, of course, are producers and people in commodity and districts and folks who are involved in the processing and industry also. It's just a shame that in order to try and leverage more spending out of us, that they're willing to hold the Korean, Colombian, and Panama markets hostage. At times, you kind of wonder if the administration ever actually intends to send the agreements to us. If they don't, or if they won't, then our friends out in the countryside, to the tune of billions of dollars, are going to pay a price for a political agenda that's not in the best interest of the country as a whole at the White House.
Do you get the sense at all that they they understand that these other countries, the European Union, some of our other big competitors on the global market in agriculture, will get a long-term jump if we don't do something by, you know, end of summer?
I think the White House right now is making short-term political calculations based on the 2012 re-election campaign. They're not looking at long-term economics. They're just trying to reinforce their friends, so to speak, at the expense of for that matter, the agricultural industry in this country. It's sad, but it just seems to be the case.
The Honorable Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, visiting with us from his Washington, D.C. office, talking about a variety of issues impacting our agricultural community. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.